I'm Joyce. Get the most you can out of your time studying God's Word with Everyday Study. Sign up today at joycemeyer.org/Bible Study.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You just come out of your prayer closet knowing with an assurance that this is right. God is in control of this. He hadn't told me exact dates or anything, but this is right. I know this is God. How many know what I'm talking about here? Paul said he would boast in his confident expectation in God's view and his opinion, in his glory, his view of reality. Are your decisions based upon your perceptions of reality or on God's view of reality? Think about it a moment. Are your decisions based upon your view or opinion of reality? Well, you know, I'm on a fixed income. Well, is that what you're basing your reality on? Well, you know, I have this and that. I don't have enough for that. Is that what you're basing your reality on? Your perception? Or on God's view of reality? God's view of what reality is. I challenge some of you tonight not to do, you know, things that are foolish, you know, just from our emotions, but to pursue those things that are stemming from the Word. You know, we have to come up to the Word and live that life that the Word talks about. The just shall live by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. It really is. Again, it's on the quantum level, the smallest level. When you decide, you don't have to have great faith. No, decide and allow God to take over. Now, back to what I said earlier. When we believe and see things, whatever it is you're facing, when we believe and see it the way God sees it in the Word, then our heart is righteous. Okay, well, why is it so important? I'm sorry, it's important to have a righteous heart. Let me explain briefly again. We've gone over this before, but it's important to have a righteous heart. A righteous heart, you can interchange the word straight, a straight heart. That's what it means. In Proverbs talks about a perverse heart or a froward heart, a heart that is not straight. You know, a crooked heart, that person is a crook. You understand? A crooked heart, they're crooked. But a straight heart is a righteous heart. Now, we talked about how light is pure, and it's the only thing that's not relative. Light passes through something. If it passes through a prism, the light bends. So the Word or the glory, the truth, which is light, splendor, when it passes through your heart, coming from your spirit, passing through your heart, if your heart is not straight, God could be saying to you, I'm going to provide every need that you have, but your heart is not pure or straight and it bends. And so you're not believing. You're not believing in your heart that God going to provide. Don't shout me down. But when your heart is straight, or when you believe God's view, then when you have faith in God's promise and you believe God's viewpoint of reality, then that faith is accessing grace from your spirit or the spirit realm that has everything you need. Too often we're looking out here for stuff we need, when everything you need is inside of you. Everything you need is in your spirit. It's a matter of you aligning that. And then that word serendipity, you walk in the stuff. You don't have to go looking for it. It overtakes you. Come on, how many know this is the ways of God? He don't want you to be like the Gentiles, always having to seek after. What shall we drink? Where will we be clothed? All this stuff. He said, the Gentiles seek after that. Seek first the kingdom. Stay in the path of the kingdom. Stay in agreement with my view of reality. And these things will be added to you. And you know, like I know, in the world, this is a challenge. Because everything in the world just about is speaking contrary to the word of God, to God's truth. Because the world is in darkness. And so we must be those that walk in the Spirit and are governed by the Spirit. Otherwise, our hearts will bend the light and we won't have what God's in. Blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. Not just when we get there. You'll see God in this life. In other words, you'll see God working over there. You'll see God doing just what he said he was going to do right over there. You'll see God manifesting right there. You'll blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So those that are not pure in heart won't see him. Does this make sense to you? Now I'm going to add a little something on this and then I'm going to stop. We talked about this, our spirit being saved. Everything in our spirit has to pass through our heart. But out of the abundance of the heart, what happens? The mouth speaks. So things that are coming out of your mouth are coming from your heart. Jesus said, it's not what goes in the mouth that defiles. You can eat two steaks. You eat all kinds of things. He said, all things are good to eat. It's sanctified by the word and prayer. But it's what comes out of the mouth that defiles. Because why? These things come from the heart. So remember the word salvation. We oftentimes view salvation as just being saved from hell. But salvation is much more all-encompassing. It means deliverance, healing, preservation, and soundness in this life. When we talk about salvation, it's not just being saved from hell. That's the main thing. But it means deliverance. In other words, God, when God talks about salvation, he's set on delivering you from stuff that tries to oppress you in this life. Deliverance, healing, colds and flu and all that. Healing is our bread. Soundness. Sound body. Sound mind. No matter what you go through, you ain't talking about, I'm going crazy. Not a saint. No. God has fashioned you. You can handle it. Why? Because he's given you a sound mind. Salvation is soundness. And then it's preservation. God's going to preserve us. Tell somebody, I ain't going nowhere till my work is done. You believe that? Amen. I believe that. I testify that. So stop fearing death. That's a reality. I know there was only a couple of amens, but that's a reality. That, and I'm not just talking about, you know, grave death. I'm talking about anything attached to death. Lack, poverty, insufficiency, sickness, disease, infirmity, violence, all that stuff. Stop fearing that. Jesus destroyed the enemy who kept us in bondage through fear of death. Jesus destroyed that once forever. Amen? So, now remember this salvation, this sozo, which is healing, deliverance, soundness, and preservation. It comes only, now listen, this salvation only comes when we confess the truth with our mouth. So see, you see the connection there. What's in your spirit has to go through your heart. Your heart has to be pure. So when your heart is pure, your mouth speaks. And you confess, and confession is made unto salvation. Does that make sense? Give me Romans 10 and 10. Okay, with the heart. Here we go again. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. Remember? When we believe God's view, it makes our heart righteous. With the heart, when we adopt God's view, it makes our heart righteous. Otherwise, your heart's not righteous. Your spirit is righteous. You're righteous, but your heart ain't right. Help me, Holy Ghost. And then he goes on to say, and with the mouth, confession is made unto the sozo, soteria, healing, deliverance, preservation, soundness. With the mouth. With the heart, we believe unto righteousness. It makes our heart righteous because we believe God's view. But now you got to take it further and enact these things. With the mouth, confession is made unto the manifestation of this. Grace will make your confident confession of God's word a reality. With the mouth. Where we have missed that sometimes is people will confess from the head. It's just a routine. They say stuff. But no, when you speak from your heart, when your mouth is speaking from your heart, when you are saying things that you mean, confession is made unto salvation. Then there's a manifestation because the grace has to pass through your heart. I'll say this and I'm going to stop. A straight heart or a righteous heart, remember the word straight, produces a straight confession or a righteous confession. In other words, when your heart is righteous, what you are confessing is righteous or straight. You're not just saying anything. Anything's not going to come out of your mouth. Now say this, grace reigns, R-E-I-G-N-S, grace reigns through righteousness. God's ability reigns, governs through righteousness. Remember, a righteous heart is a heart that has adopted God's view. And that's what grace reigns through that. It reigns through that righteousness. Amen.
We are continuing in part 19 of Mega Grace, God's view of reality. When your heart agrees with your spirit, you can have whatever you ask. Believe what God says. His word challenges you to live by faith. Always remember to look up. Know that all things are possible with God. Allow God to love you. There is nothing left for you to do but change your heart.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Good morning, South Florida. The time is just before 8 o'clock.